Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Hey, Better Together with Maria Menounos fans. It's Mr. Maria Menounos, special guest host for the next two episodes where we are going to talk about how to create a new year plan for you. It's the new year. Right. So it's the new you. Everyone else has their New Year's resolutions and then maybe they fall short of them and they feel bad. Or then there's people who think, well, it's impossible to become a new me anyway. Not true. We have a plan that Marie and I have been doing for the last two decades that has worked for us to make improvements to set you up for next year to be the best version of yourself and to be a continuing best version of yourself. So that being said, we hope you enjoy the special two-part episode of Better Together with Maria Menounos.
And don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah. Hey, Better Together with Maria Menounos fans. Yes, I'm sure you've guessed. It's not Maria Menounos. It's Mr. Maria Menounos subbing in for my beautiful and talented wife at this
the most establishment.
Yeah, well, at this, the most wonderful time of the year, if I may say so. Kelsey Alexander Meyer, my co-host and executive producer extraordinaire.
Whoa.
And
hey now.
Somewhere out there is our other little producer companion, Pooja.
That's right.
Hi.
Out there in a little bit of sick cyberspace.
Oh.
But we wish her well.
That's
and
right.
We want you on this. We want everyone, of course, tuning in today because we are going to be discussing not only how the right way to end this year, but the best way to set yourself up for next year.
What?
But, and I think that's it's important for any age. I think if you have children, I think it's great to get them started on the some of these habits I'm going to share with you. And then I think 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, I think all of it is very important because, you know, we are of the belief here on Better Together that if you're not growing, you're dying and that you should always be learning and always trying to get what, Kelsey?
Get better.
And yeah. And you know what? There's only the best way to get better is what? Is how?
Learning and growing.
Well, I was going to say together.
Oh, I like that.
So,
I like that better than my answer.
See, well, you, but you weren't wrong. But, you know, so I'm always looking for milestones for, you know, to really help with any kind of improvement or transition that you want to make. And for some people, it could be back to school in the fall. You know, other people could be, okay, it's going to be the summer. My birthday, an anniversary. I mean, there's milestones that I always try to find in life that can motivate you for the positive change and the growth that you need. And there's really no better one than New Year. And I know there's a lot of cynics out there like, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions and I don't be, okay, fine. But for people who want to keep improving and keep growing, the New Year, it's just a great way to motivate and inspire you to make the improvements or changes or adjustments that you want to make in life. So what we're going to do today is we're going to share some of the techniques that Maria Menounos and myself have employed all these years that have been, that have really worked. And you know, we've stuff we've been practicing, honestly, for the last 2 decades. And we continue to, even with what we practice, we continue to make adjustments and changes. But they are, I promise, they are things that almost anyone can do. It really doesn't matter how much money you have. There are ways to do it. I know it's harder for people of less means or less time, but there are ways to do it. And the biggest thing to remember, Kelsey and Pooja, especially at your age, where you guys have so much pressure on you, there's so much pressure on you that the society puts on you and social media puts on you. As long as you're a little better than last year, you're good.
I like that.
You're good. I mean, if you ever play the stock game, the best stock is the one that's just a little better than the year before over time. The one that skyrockets up to the sky in a minute, not necessarily the best stock because it means it can crash just as quickly. But something that is slow and steady, you know, a really good stock will be just a little better every year. And that's it. Just a little better. You know, just 0.01% better.
I like that because I think that that's something, you know, we all get tripped up in, Kev, right? Where it's like we have to be, I don't know, like a new person, right? We have to make these like grand.
Nope.
And it's like, no,
nope.
You don't. You don't at all. And celebrate the small, you know, the small achievements, the small victories, the small growths. And I think that that's where the habits and the patterns, you know, start, the good ones start to stick if you celebrate those and then you just keep building on that.
So if you know baseball, it's all about hitting singles.
I'm
big on hitting singles. And then, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who want to hit the grand slam, bases loaded, and they want to hit the home run. And they get nowhere doing it. You know, I see it in our business, too. It's always the grand slam. And I'm like, no, singles. Let's just hit singles. There's little victories, just little ones. You know, there's that old saying about how do you eat a whale? I've told you this, Kelsey. You've heard that one before.
Piece by piece.
One little bite at a time. Mm.
Yeah, you can't eat a whale.
That's it. No, so, but anyone will tell you about life too. The success, the longest lasting success is the one that is done this way with small victories. That is a marathon mentality, not a sprint mentality, not a sprinter, a marathon. It's the longest lasting. How many businesses, how many careers do you see that explode, but then they crash and burn? Because, you know, they didn't take those small little steps up the ladder. So therefore, they shot up to the top, but they don't really know the path to get there. So then they don't know what to do when they're challenged or obstacles come or. Anyway, I digress. What a surprise, Kelsey.
No, you were still on the same topic.
What a surprise.
That's okay.
but here's the thing. Now, this is why it's important we did this with you now. And not in January, the first week in January. And for example, we're having our show meeting, our annual show meeting. And if you have a podcast and you work with a team of people, I recommend you do this as well. We will be getting together before we all go on our semi-hiatus. And it'll only be semi because I will still be broadcasting in audio. So I'm sorry, YouTube fans, you have to go over to Apple Podcasts. We want to be providing you some fresh content, especially a good way to actually tease that right now. We want to do something different. You know, Kelsey and I, we hear a lot that people are lonely at this time of year. And then a lot of all other podcasts essentially in broadcast go on hiatus. And I understand that because they want to be with families and things like that. And so do we. But Kelsey and I feel like a half hour, 35 minutes, 40 minutes of our time, well, I don't know, someone's carving a turkey, right? We'll make that time and be providing you kind of fresh content, talking about the holidays and
just a little catch up.
Yeah, you know? That's all.
Check-ins.
And I think, listen,
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Again, you know, here I go digressing again, Kelsey, but this is the time of year that this, unfortunately, suicide rates are the highest. Ironically, right? But so there's plenty to talk about and share and exchange, and we will. But I'm a believer that this is also the time because, you know, your work, whatever, most people's jobs slow down now. And most people get a little bit of a break. Just could just be a few days. But this is the time, I think, to create a plan for the upcoming year rather than the first week in January or the second week in January, because in my experience, when I've done that, nothing really gets into action until mid-February. I've already lost a month and a half, sometimes 2 months. And you know, life's too short. So if we can use this time now, and us as a show, we're all going to, we'll get together and we'll go over what our victories were and what we did right. And then what we want to adjust some of our goals for next year. And then it's just nice because when everyone breaks, they'll be able to kind of marinate with it, you know, when whatever they, you know, when they're out Christmas shopping or with family, you know, they're always going to have those moments of daydreaming or just when you're driving, you're in the backseat going to, I don't know, going to auntie's house or grandma's house. Oh, that's when like great ideas come to you and you might reflect on some of the ideas, Kelsey, that we want to, and Pooja, we want to put into action. You might say, oh, you know, I have a better way to do this. Or, you know what? I actually don't think that's going to work. Let's try something else. But now we'll be able to come back in January and really hit the ground running. But that's the same with your personal lives as well. So if you have a business, forget even a podcast. If you have a business, I really recommend even getting everyone from the business together and, you know, celebrating the wins, reflecting on the year, being grateful. But then also, okay, how do we grow? Where were we kind of falling short in some areas? Maybe things are changing up on the in the climate, and how do we adjust for that? And then everyone goes off, and when we come back strong.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
But talking individually, that's it's important right now because you most of us are going to have a little free time now. And obviously, I want everyone to enjoy the holidays. I mean, this is my favorite time of the year. You know, if for people who want to make improvements in their life or people who have lofty goals, you know, we don't get this time like other people do. You know, I don't know. I recommend seeing King Richard, but for anyone that really wants to make changes and improvements, and again, if you have super lofty goals, this is the time to kind of prepare. Now, but you can also make it fun, and we always have. We've always made it fun. But I was raised by dad who was always like, easy now, hard later. Hard now, easy later. Simple. Very simple philosophy. And, you know, if during this time you can put some time aside to make self-improvements, to build the plan that I'm going to take some of the steps I'm going to outline today and build this plan. Okay, you might miss, I don't know, one session tobogganing, or I don't know, like whatever is going on in your holiday. And if it's your family, I think it's a great family event too. I think far more valuable for family to and to prepare children for what's out there, which is going to be many obstacles and many challenges. And I feel like this is where I feel bad for the millennials and the Gen Z, because I feel like they were let down. I think the parents took away a lot of their pain and a lot of their obstacles, and that's not their fault. But this is how you can prepare your children as well for life, to continue to keep growing. And if they have lofty dreams, this is how you can achieve them. So we've got this kind of downtime. What do we do with it? Well, the first thing we do every year is we get organized. And it's been something for 20 years. This is really not going to sound popular, and I'm sorry. But when I say it's been a tradition for us to go through our house and organize every closet, every drawer, every storage area. And we started with our apartment when we were in a little studio apartment together, Marie and I. And then we were in our starter home. And then in this home, it's something we do. And here's the good news. The good news is the first time you do it, I get it. It's a lot of 12 and 13 hour days. It's hard. However, every year you do it after is easier because you've organized everything and you really make an effort over the year to put things back in the allotted spaces. If that makes sense, Kelsey, does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely makes sense.
So if you have junk drawers, once you organize them, like here's the pens,
you want to keep them.
Here
organized.
Goes the core, the cables for the, you know, the USB cables, or, you know, you make an effort to put things back where you found them. Then you see that when you go to do this next year, it's a lot easier. We talked earlier about hitting singles. This is a single, guys. I know it stinks. Even going through your clothes. And with that, you create your piles, which is you're going to give away to friends and family. You're going to donate to Goodwill. And then maybe you can even sell some. I don't know. But I'm saying, like, every part of your life, go through. And if you have a family, everyone as a family can do it together. For us, we play music. We laugh, we joke.
What I was going to say, Kev, remember Greg McEwen? We interviewed him, God, that feels like forever ago, but last year sometime, you and I, and he talked about just like making, like finding the fun in even the like mundane tasks. You put on, I honestly enjoy it. You put on music, you like stuff you can dance to, you can sing to, like, I don't know, make yourself a fun snack, and then you just get to it and you feel so much better. And I think knowing that like at the end, you're going to feel better is like,
well, that's
it wants you to makes you do
if
it.
You're listening, if you're alone, put on some headphones and music like I would do.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you have a buddy, have a friend do it with you, and then go do it with your friend.
Yeah.
So you guys can have your thing. But I will say, what will come out of it afterwards, you're going to feel better. This is actually an act of self-care. And after you're done, you're going to feel lighter, but you're going to feel more confident. And what we're doing is setting you up for the new year to be strong to do it. But also, everything's about foundation. And how often do we build our houses on sand, people? So if your life is a mess, you're not going to be able to function at the highest capacity. You're not. It's so hard. Life is difficult. And when you have these great goals, or you want to make these great improvements, if your foundation is a mess, you're making it so much harder on yourself. But if the foundation's in order and set, it's going to be a lot easier to do what you want to do. But your mindset also, you're going to be so ready for the new year when you've got your clean house, everything's organized, you've de-hoarded, you've decluttered, all that stuff free. And by the way, I can't say enough, guys, when in doubt, Kelsey,
throw it out.
I'm just saying, guys, seriously, you know, because all of this extra stuff just weighs us down in ways you don't even realize. I can't tell you how many people I know are depressed, really down on themselves, and live very unhealthy lifestyles. And the first thing is when I go and see where they live and how they're living, I go, oh my God, no wonder. It's actually very normal that you're this depressed because you're surrounded by all this crap and it's a mess. And so you just want to run away. I want to go to the bar. I want to go out to eat. I want to spend money, whatever it is. And we buy more, unfortunately, to make ourselves feel better. I've been guilty of it, guys. I still am. But if you're that kind of person, then when something comes in, Kelsey, what happens in our wardrobe?
You have to get rid
something's
of
gotta
something
go.
Else.
Something else has got to go.
Yep.
You know, but don't be afraid to do that. So many people, you guys, hang on to these possessions and they drag them with them like chains. And then they wonder why they're really not able to ascend. So this is a huge, huge undertaking, and I get it, but I promise it will set you up right for the new year. Now, if it's something people are going to be doing this alone, okay, because it's kind of thankless. I'm going to plant some seeds in your brain because a lot of this is mindless work. But a couple of things I want you to be thinking about, and we're going to be going over this later, is, you know, what is it that you want to improve this year? What are those things? Okay. Is it your health? Is it your love life? Is it your career? Is it you're procrastinating? Is it whatever it is? Just be thinking. Just be thinking. Again, the reason I love doing manual labor is because my mind is free. It's probably my form of like Italian meditation. Because we just work like kooks. But it's mindless work for me. And this is where I will get so many life breakthroughs. I also want you to think about what your long-term goals are or your long-term goal is overall. And again, there's never going to be a wrong answer. But these are the things to be thinking about, because when we actually put pen to paper to create your plan, we're going to need these answers. And we're going to go over how to organize all these answers. What are your short-term goals? Okay, there's that like end goal. Where do I want to end up ideally? Or what do I want to be when I grow up? Okay, but then there's the short goals. I want to run a marathon. I want to lose weight.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
I want to write a book, whatever it is. Let's just start thinking about what those are. And then be thinking, taking a helicopter view, and know that we've basically got 3 categories I would love you to think about.
How is it already the holidays? For many of us, that means travel and family, and unfortunately, it can mean stress and pressures too. Tis the season to be jolly, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way, and that's okay. Ease some of the burdens the holidays can bring with Talkspace Online Therapy. I know this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom, and you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com. I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
Health, career, and social. Those three things. You know, what do I want to do? What changes do I want to make for my health? What changes do I want to do? Improvements do I want to do for my career? What improvements do I want to do even socially? Because we always talk about how our social lives really will dictate our, really will have a vast impact on our success. And what I say by that is not, oh, you have to have a great social life, be really popular, be successful. No, it's quite the opposite. It's the, unfortunately, the toxic people around us that don't subscribe to the thought that if you're not growing, you're dying. You know, don't subscribe to some of the stuff we're going to talk about. And unfortunately, if they vibrate lower, they're going to will those thoughts and sentiments onto you, even subconsciously, and not helping the cause. And as I said earlier in this, you know, on the show, it's already going to be so hard to achieve goals, and it's really hard to change. And in fact, it's sad, but I tell you, after 23 years old, and you guys are going to see this, Pooja and Kelsey, it gets harder and harder for people to change. And sadly, I don't know, I would say 95% of people are kind of baked. That's it. It's a small, like maybe 7% of people, or probably less, that actually can change at 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80. It can be done, but it's so hard. So we have to do everything we can within our control to make it easier. So that's obviously cleaning and organizing, but then also who we're going to be bringing around. So these are the things you're going to be thinking about.
So relationships fit under social?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Everything. We're thinking of that as we're doing our stuff. So Kelsey.
Yes.
Now, with you in your apartment, and here's the other cool thing too, guys. When you're on this program, you can start cheating the system. And I started doing it biannually. So in the spring, I would do it. So then by the time Christmas come around, it was a layup. It was so easy for me. That. Or I'll be doing it little by little. So it's not really as daunting anymore, you know, for me. But with you, Kelsey, is this something that makes sense and for you to be able to apply?
I'm taking notes in here.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of perfect. It's funny that you said the spring thing, because what you and I talked about last year that I tried to implement was, you know, doing it around my birthday. In March.
There's your milestone.
Exactly.
Right.
And then doing it around Christmas time, New Year, because when I had to go and just head first the first time, like New Year, that was really hard for me. But now it's like I'm kind of consciously like always thinking, okay, get rid of that. If this comes in, you know, like there's little things that I've been able to just work into my routine because I think I'm more conscious of it. And then I do the big hauls, you know, New Year and then springtime.
And how did you feel when you did it?
So good. Are you so good? And now I'm super aware. I have a couple friends that like their places are just one in particular. My roommate and I are always like, honey. And she is like kind of a mess and, you know, mentally, and has a lot of breakdowns. And we're trying to find a way to like politely be like, it is your space.
Starts there.
It starts
there. Well, that's the first, the single.
Yeah.
That's the first down.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes the world of difference. It really does. And I'm the person who has Like, I love crap. I love it. I used to love it. How about that? I used to love it. And I was,
but yeah, you were definitely trinkets.
I was trinkets. Yeah. And so for me, it helps a lot. And now I feel overwhelmed by the smallest amount of, you know, like I really need to redo my kind of like little makeup corner because there's a lot of crap over there. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my goal this year to target that.
No, because there's a lot of stuff there.
It's a lot of stuff and, that I don't need.
Well, you've had such problems with your stomach. And when we talk about foundation, now that your foundation is in order, you're not spending as recklessly on trinkets and little like gadgets and things or little doodads that were weighing you down, cluttering your place, plus taking money away from where it needed to go, which was your stomach. But now that's the term lean and mean. Like now your focus is much more where it needs to be on your stomach and your career, but then also you're getting good results now.
Right. Well, and I think too, Kev, it's funny. It's like once you start, it's like you don't want to stop, right? It becomes addicting. Like you're like lean and mean. I'm like, oh, there's still a lot to trim in my mind. So I think that, you know, once you start the process, it just gets easier and easier. And now I look at every pile and I'm like,
well, and here's the other thing, guys, this is what you can control. So I guarantee whatever your goals are, you only have so much control over them. Okay. You don't have 100% control over, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what would be like, what, like, I don't know, like say Kelsey wanted to be on American Idol. Like we don't have any control over that outcome.
Right.
But you have control over this part of your life. And so everything, and you see this in sports too, the greatest teams are the ones that are well coached, and what they can control, they do. Like they can control not getting penalties. So they have very few penalties, but whatever is in your control, you have to control, like you have to, you know, take hold of.
Well, I think it's hard to understand until you, you know, get rid of all the junk, how much it really does take over your mind, whether you realize it or not. So it's like, if you want, like Kevin's saying, it's like, it's the one thing you can control. So no, I can't, if I wanted to be on American Idol, I can't necessarily control that, but I can control coming home to a clean space where then I can, you know, put my energy into my
and
vocals,
you know,
or
and
whatever,
when, and you
it
know
is.
Where everything is. That's another thing too. Yeah. I can't tell you times I see people 10 minutes, 50 minutes, 20 minutes running around trying to find stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And you can't live efficiently that way.
Right.
And it's like, we're beating ourselves.
Yeah.
And you know, guys, this also goes to, it also speaks to the digital front as well. Your emails, your files, you know, I'll go through every file and I still have file cabinets. I don't know if anyone does anymore, but for old paper files, but I still go through them. And they're all labeled correctly. And I put, you know, and sometimes what I do, I'll tell you guys, because I am really busy, I'll slide things into my file cabinet and they'll pile up on top of the files. And then I open the file cabinet and then I will take that pile of paper and I'll file each individually one. Like that's what I'll be doing in my, you know, over a little over holiday break, is making sure all those things go back. And then there's old files I don't need anymore. This is over 10 years old. I don't need this, into the shredder. But even that I'm doing, but I think on your phones and all your laptops, all that stuff, it all figures in.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And I think also it's creating systems too. Like I'm going to put my, I'm going to, you know, my dirty clothes are going to go in this hamper, you know, or dry cleaning goes in this bag, or these files go here. When mail comes in, it's going to go in this slot. It's just different things like that that will help. Now, Pooja, you're Gen Z. Kelsey's Gen Z, millennial adjacent.
I am solid millennial.
Solid millennial.
I am a solid 94 baby.
Yeah, that's okay. So that's a solid millennial.
Solid millennial.
Okay, so let's hear from the next gen. Pooja, is any of this resonating?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm the same way as Kels. I like things. I'm like I'm a consumer for sure, but since I've moved into my apartment, and even when I was in college, you know, you have limited space, so it can get a little overwhelming. So I kind of started this process a few years ago where I'm like, okay, if I haven't worn this in like the last 6 months or year, like, I'm probably not going to wear it. So I'm just going to get rid of it or give it to my sister, who would probably steal it from me anyway, because she steals all my clothes. or give it to a friend, or donate it, or sell it, or whatever. So I think that's like one big thing that I'm going to do this break before I leave for home, is go through my closet and be like, okay, what am I actually wearing? Like, yeah, if I haven't worn this dress, like I'm not going to wear it. I know I won't. So I'm going to donate it or do whatever. And I know Kels has been starting to do this because she's giving me some of her old,
it's amazing,
her old jackets.
I'm like, Pooja, here are three jackets. And it makes me happy because I know she's going to love them, yeah, you know? So yeah. Anyways, yeah. I love
and
that.
And Maria's done this too. I've worn Maria's sweatshirt so much, and I've worn Kelsey's jacket, her little jean jacket already. So it's fun. Like I do the same thing, you know, with my friends or my family, and it's fun to see them wear it. And then you get a kick out of it. Maria was talking about this. She's like, it's harder when you just like get rid of it because you love it so much because you bought it. But when you can give it to someone and you know they'll enjoy it, it makes you happy to do it. It gives you an incentive. So that's another thing I think that could help people.
Hey, Heal Squad. The holiday season is festive and fun, but it can also be stressful. Gift shopping, hosting, and traveling all take a toll. Quality sleep is essential to help boost energy, recovery, and well-being. That's why I'm here to talk to you about Sleep Number. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. You go online and take a quiz, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually an amazing process. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25, you lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait until you try. My bed is also temperature balancing and has a foot heater, perfect for the cooler months. Trust me, don't go anywhere else for a mattress. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
While they're doing
it. And, you know, also, guys, it translates to your cars, too. So if you're in your car a lot, it's a really big deal. So I usually have backup items in the car. I usually have a plug, one of those lighter plugs that makes it so I can, I've gotten them for Kelsey, to make it so you can, you know, use your computer in the car if you need to. I usually have spare clothes and things, but I also keep it pretty organized. Because it's another thing that just weighs you down, you know?
That was another thing I learned from you, was cleaning out my car. Because I didn't really think about that. I think that like when you're in small apartments, for me at least, I used it as a storage space.
I remember, I know.
And Kevin was like, what the hell? He was like, you are allowed. And I would be like, well, these are my extra clothes for if something happens. And he was like, that's cool. You're allowed one bag, not 12. So.
And then it was like, okay, Kelsey, you go away. I'll just park the car over here with me.
Exactly.
And then you came home and, oh, wait, what happened to my
And it was great. And I didn't miss one thing. Not one thing. So I think that that's a good tip, Kevin.
And we cleaned and detailed it, you know, and don't you feel better? And I see it's always clean now when I see it.
So much better. Yeah, I try. Because I do think that that makes, like, a lot of us forget about our cars, at least. And I know I do.
And you sit in it and you feel like, okay, all right, not so bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
And that concludes part one of our special edition of Better Together, How to Create Your New Year Life Plan. Part one, of course, is the part of the foundation. Part two, we're going to discuss how to create the actual plan, what questions to ask yourself, some of the techniques you go through to get the answers you need. And we'll discuss even a little bit more about the emotional part, component to all this, and the emotional part of your foundation. But Kelsey and Pooja, are we ready to go start just rolling up our sleeves and organizing our drawers, our closets, our cars?
Oh, yeah. I've already, like, because here's my one issue, Kev, with the holidays, and I feel like a lot of people are probably in this boat who are mine and Pooja's age. We go home.
So then what we do?
We have to do it before.
Well, I was going to say, you know me, Mr. Vegas. I like to just double down.
Tell me. How do I do that?
Oh, hi, Deb. Hi, Doug. We're organizing this house.
Oh, they're how? Yeah, they could do that. But I want to organize my apartment.
Oh, well, you kind of been on it, though, Kelsey.
I have been
doing maintenance cleaning and organizing since we started the show.
You're right. But I think what I'm going to do this week is, like, dedicate an hour every night to do even more so I feel fully ready
to come back.
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, even, like, I'll tell you, when I leave my other houses and come back, I always try to leave them nice when I come home. When I come back to them, everything is organized, and you know, and I don't ever like coming back to a mess or seeing a mess. I don't think it's very healthy. But I think that for people that are going home with their parents, like, why not do this with mom and dad? You can't tell me, Kelsey and Pooja, your childhood stuff's not there collecting dust.
Oh, my mom made me throw it out last Christmas or two Christmases
ago.
Well,
good for Deb.
Yeah, she said you get one box and that's all you get.
I love it. Oh, she's a bad bee.
Oh, she threw it all myself.
That's a bad. Yeah, but that's okay. Like, that's
it's
a bad.
Whatever. Yeah.
No, because we have stuff, but you know, Maria has a lot of stuff from her, but I've labeled everything and boxed it. Yeah. And we talked about that. You know, the importance of labeling. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we didn't, but
not yet. We will.
We will. We'll talk about that. Yeah, it's super important. But yeah, don't be afraid to, if you're going back home, if your son was going back home to mom and dad, you know, kind of, if they're like on the team, then this is something that they would enjoy, and you you're going to need time to be thinking about what we're going to talk about in part two, which is what are the changes we're going to make? How are we going to make them? What are the goals that we want to achieve? How do we achieve them? Like, this is all the stuff that you need to know before you put pen to paper to figure this stuff out. So, yeah, this is the time to do it.
What are you going to do? Are you going to clean your ish this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I've kind of been doing it slowly like you, Kel, so it's not too bad, but what I do usually around this time is I switch. I put all my summer clothes and my spring clothes into like a suitcase and put it in the closet to get that stuff out of the way. Cause at this point it's like too cold to wear anything. Like up to now it's like, okay, maybe I can wear like a skirt or a dress, but it's just way too cold. So I'm like, let's just get it out of the way. It's cluttering my closet. Why have an eyesore?
You know, I forgot about that. You know, for people that don't have a lot of room, and if you're in a climate that is very seasonal, and it's gotten like that way in LA, it's gotten increasingly colder in the winters, and it's gotten increasingly hotter in the summers. But I love the idea of just putting those clothes away until the spring.
I like that too, because I keep looking at my bathing suits and I'm like, why? Why? You're not going to put this on for a minute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like use something that's already taking up space. Like I have my suitcase that I use when I take home like my big one. I won't use it this time because I'm not going home for that long. But Like it's taking up space. So why put another box on top of it? Just like stick the clothes in that suitcase. No,
it's just more stuff to weigh you down. And you know, the other thing is I showed this to Kelsey too. We're in Connecticut.
As a first time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Don't be afraid to invest in, you know, really good means of storage. So And know that there's a lot of places you can store things that you don't realize, like under your bed. So I would get either wrapping, you know, those long Tupperware bins that hold wrapping paper. They tend to be not very high, they're like 3 or 4 inches high, yep. But they're very long. You slide those under the bed. Sometimes you don't even need to keep the lid on. You know, you have the lid off. So they literally pull out like drawers. So you work out gear or whatever, you slide under the bed, no one sees it. The other thing that's nice too is Home Depot has, it's going to sound crazy, like plastic oil pans that you would put under your car if oil were going to leak. And, you know, in Connecticut, that's what I had under your bed, Kelsey. And remember, like,
yeah,
you could, you'd slide it out.
Had my slippers on there.
Yeah. Your slippers, your sneakers, your workout gear, whatever. We have these, like, electric massagers that, you know, you'd pull out and work on your back if you were sore. But all that stuff really does help, you know. So don't be afraid to invest in what it takes to store these things properly. And, you know, whether and I sometimes if it's trash bags, I recommend the lawn and leaf bags, the industrial strength. Well, because they last, they're a little more expensive, but they'll last. You tie those puppies up and, you know, whatever, or even to take, if you're taking clothes to Goodwill, they won't break on you. You know, they'll stay together. And then, you know, I think we're going to talk about it in the next episode, but like Target, Walmart, those places have great storage bins and containers. And, you know, you maybe may want to have that be the first thing you do.
You know, my other place that I like getting storage containers, TJ Maxx and Marshalls and those kind of places, especially for makeup and little knick-knacky stuff.
Well, it's more attractive, but I will say, Kelsey.
Tell me.
Sometimes the stuff there are made of wood and other materials that don't do well when makeup's powders break or moisturizers break. So I try to get plastic. Because you can always clean it out.
Yeah.
So when you're doing that, you know, that cleanup, you take them out, you clean out the thing, you put everything back in. But yeah. Well, you guys, we've given you a lot of work to do. Remember, you don't have to do all of it. And if you're in survival mode right now, I understand why you wouldn't be able to do it. But know that this is something that is in your control. It's something you don't need a lot of money to do, and you certainly don't need to have the highest IQ or whatever. Anyone can be in control. So I used a friend's mom used to always, her mother came out of the Depression, and the mother always said to them, you know, no matter how poor you are, you can always afford soap and water. Mm-hmm. So you can always be clean. And I always took it like, well, you can always be clean or you can always be organized.
I love that.
And it will help you. So know that we are going to continue over the next few weeks to bring you fresh Christmas content. So
Christmas with a K.
Duh. Because Christmas is
queen-like. Is a queen.
It is queen-like. It's definitely crisp.
It's crisp.
It's crisp with
nice.
A K. Right. Mm-hmm. Pooja, you knew that, right?
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, she said, okay, good. We didn't hear you. Yeah, she totally said
it. She totally said
yeah,
it.
It's like, Christmas is totally crisp.
She nailed that.
And Christmas is spelled with a K. And crisp is spelled with a K.
Yes.
And the people that enjoy Christmas the most are the
queens.
Thank you. Spelled with a?
Z.
Spelled with a?
Oh, well, a K and a Z.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Listen, you're welcome.
Yes, a little regular guy Friday, see it being in a better together. Please forgive us. But we will be bringing you fresh content for the next few weeks. You know, if you have friends and they love podcasts and all their other favorite podcasts are on vacation hiatus, and they want to have a little Christmas spirit, come on over to Better Together and check us out in audio, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else we are at. You know, we won't be on YouTube, but we will be in audio because it's a little, just between that, a little easier for us to do. Right, Kelsey?
Yeah. And it's more fun. I feel like we can be more free in audio.
Can be a little bit more free
in
audio.
Lauren Bostick actually talked about that. If you guys have not listened to that interview with Lauren Bostick from The Skinny Confidential, she talked about that. I don't know. There's something about like not having to look at yourself. I don't know. Mm. Audio can just be more free. Anyways, come listen to us. Come hang out.
Yeah, I feel like there's more pressure.
With video.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm at this. Thank you guys for being patient and supporting us on these episodes. It's one thing to be the backup quarterback and interview somebody. That's easy for me because I can make it about them. But this was one where Kelsey and I really have to do all the heavy lifting. And so thank you for being patient with this, but I don't love this. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Well, you're doing the heavy lifting and you're killing it. So
because I am a
queen.
Abby did awesome. This was great.
Oh, Pooch, you're the best. Okay, so guys, look forward to episode 2, which will be out next week. And then after that, it's Christmas with a K. We will have Christmas content. Wow, even that's spelled with a K.
I know.
Crisp Christmas content from Better Together from now until Christmas. How about that, Dr. Phil? Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
I made you like Oprah did.
Oh, my God. Now we're getting into better.
We're getting into Regular Guy Friday, so we digress. Okay, so Kelsey, what is the scam you guys say here on this show?
All right, you guys. Remember to be nice people, make good choices, and be present.